I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about look how far you've come. Look how far you've come. We're getting toward the end of the year. And as we get to the end of the year, it's a reminder for us. It's important sometimes to look back and see how far you've come. Often we get stuck in the day-to-day, in the issues and problems and grind of just the day. And we lose track of how far we've come. We're looking ahead at where we want to go. We're looking forward at the ideals and goals and plans that we have for our lives. And sometimes we lose sight of this, just looking how far you've come, looking at how far God has brought you already. You could look back over this last year, the last couple years, the last decade, whatever it may be. Look how far you've come. Look how much progress you've already made. Look how much progress you've already made. And if you're doing a good job of just diligently seeking after God, abiding in Him, staying connected to Him, He's going to keep moving you forward every year. God is progressive. God is progressive. He wants to do more this year than He did last year. He wants to do more 5 years from now than He did the last 5 years. He's progressive. He wants to keep growing you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He wants to keep growing you and expanding the fullness of your experience with Him. But sometimes we lose sight of that. It's important to look back at how far you've come. So just taking a second here to think back as we talk about our four fundamentals often. We talk about getting positioned in the light. This is one way that can help us to stay positioned in the light, because sometimes we get focused on the wrong things. We're having that experience where I'm not there yet. I'm frustrated in the present moment, whatever it may be. And just looking at how far you come can start giving you those feelings of gratitude. It can give you some encouragement. And think about when you get encouragement, it's giving you courage. It's giving you the courage to keep moving forward so that you keep making progress over time as well. But just this very simple shift in our perspective at times. I think it's important to do this on the rhythm that we talk about often inside the Abundant Life and inside of the Abundant Life Blueprint. God's temple in the Old Testament had a rhythm. Things that were supposed to be done every evening, every morning, on the weekly Sabbath, at the start of every new month, and on the yearly cycle of feasts. And I think implementing this onto that rhythm, just every day, taking a second to look back at the progress you made over the last day. Every week, at the end of every week, looking back at the progress you made, the things that went well over the last week. At the start of every month, look back at the last month. What were the wins over the last month? And then the same thing, you could do it quarterly, you could do it yearly, you could do it over a decade, whatever it may be. Just doing this regularly, implementing this regularly, because it keeps you encouraged. When you see all that God's already done in your lives and you understand that He wants to do even more going forward, it gives you some encouragement, it gives you hope, it gives you some excitement about waking up in the morning every day. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer, as you see some of it here. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to examine ourselves and to listen and to connect with God before our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make them fun. You got to make them exciting. And one of the keys to that, we got Christmas coming up. We're getting into December here pretty soon. Christmas is coming up. And think about the excitement of a kid waking up on Christmas morning. There's excitement. There's expectation. There's energy. Think about that fun and excitement. I think that's the way every day is supposed to be with God. When we wake up, we're expecting good things. We wake up excited and motivated, expecting good for the day, expecting miraculous things to happen today. As I'm recording this, we're in the Feast of Hanukkah right now, which is a reminder, God can take the little bit that we have and do the miraculous with it. That our light is supposed to be shining brighter and brighter every day. We're supposed to be expanding. The God's progressive. He wants to do more today than he did yesterday. And when we begin to understand that, we wake up with this sense of excitement for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year. And you got to bring that energy and fun into these fundamentals. The four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, making it bigger and brighter and greater, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing the things that you know to do and doing them together with God in partnership with him. But our first one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. It's either on or it's off. It's either hot or it's cold. It's black or it's white. Either we're positioned in these things or we're not. First one, forgiveness. Receiving forgiveness from God. Forgiving ourselves in the middle. It's got to flow through three levels. Got to forgive ourselves in the middle. We often forget to do that. And then walking in forgiveness with other people, which means we got to let some things go. We got to release some things. We got to let some things go. To be released from darkness, transferred into the light, comes through the forgiveness of sins. And the motivation behind all that was love. God's love was the motivation behind the forgiveness. He loved us so much that he sent his one and only son so that we could have life, we could be connected back to him. And it's truly experiencing that love. As you begin to connect with him, you truly experience his love. And then you just begin to simply love yourself the way that he's loved you. And let that flow through you to other people, where you walk in that same love that he's given you with other people. We give them the same forgiveness and grace and love that he's given us. It's simply receiving it from him and allowing it to flow through us to other people, learning to get ourselves out of the way in the process. Now, all this is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. So one of the greatest things we can do to stay positioned in the light just all day today is stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And I believe as you look back at how far you've come, it helps you to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. When you look back at all the progress you made yesterday or the last week or the last month or the last year, it puts you into an attitude of gratitude. It forces you to almost to be grateful for those things, to look how far you've come. It can help you to stay positioned in the light. Often we get frustrated because we're dealing with the present moment or we're worried about the future. When you look at how far you've already come, it helps you stay positioned in the light. Now, what I would tell you is it's not worth it to step out of forgiveness, not worth it to hold that grudge, to step out of love, to step into complaining mode. Because when we do, we turn the lights off. And we shut off our access to all this. Because in the light, everything God has been given to us in Christ. Jesus is the light that came into the world. And in him, we have an amazing inheritance. God has placed everything he has in Christ. And it's available today. It's received by faith. It's received by walking in this light and taking our position in it. And inside of that light is everything God has, his spirit and power, his presence and love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom. The answers to the problems that you're facing today are found in the light. His health and energy. Think about this. You can have God's peace, God's joy, not your own, his peace and joy and love flowing through you. You can have his health and energy flowing through. You could have his time and finances showing up in your life. All these amazing gifts of grace and so much more. But then we're going to do our second fundamental. We're going to magnify that light. It starts in our spirit. And then we got to begin to magnify that light, to make it bigger and greater so that it begins to expand into our mind, into our emotions, and then out into the physical world where we see the fruit of it. We see the results of it. Now, to magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand it. And as we're doing that, we're expanding the capacity, giving God a bigger place to work in our lives. As we expand the capacity, it also gets it rooted and grounded in our heart. We get established in this covenant of peace and love that we have with God. And as we get established, we become more fixed. We become immovable, where the issues and pressures of life don't shake us anymore, because we're magnifying God as bigger than the problems. Now, what we're magnifying, we're all doing it all day long anyway. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on. Might as well just switch the focus, because this whole kingdom is available if we begin to magnify this light. How are we going to do that? We can magnify God's word, be thinking about it, talking about it, meditating on it, imagining it, pondering it all day long, thinking about his promises, giving his word a higher place and priority in our life. We can be magnifying his unfailing love, that his love never fails. We can magnify his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills his promises, that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. He'll never leave us or forsake us. We can magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. Look at what he's already done. In Christ, we've already been made righteous. We have peace with God. We have his blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help us. We can magnify what he put within us already, what he's already done, what he already put within us. We can magnify whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can magnify all the things that are going well. And when you look back at how far you come, you're doing that. It's going to help you to magnify the light and take your position in the light. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's just bringing them into the light and making God bigger than the problems. Often, as we begin to magnify the problems, we think about them, we talk about them, we roll them over in our minds. They grow bigger on the inside of us. Just simply choosing not to do that, to acknowledge the problem, but to magnify God as bigger than the problem. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. We could choose to just stay focused on and keep magnifying all the ways that we've been wronged, all the things that people have done to us, all the things that could have, should have, would have happened, all the issues and problems that we're facing in life, the frustrations of life. We could be dwelling on the past and thinking about all the bad things that have happened and be unwilling to move forward because of those things. We could be worrying about our future and stay paralyzed in the present moment because we're too scared to move forward, don't know which way to go, all these types of things. We could be trying to figure it all out in our minds and just rolling the problems over and over and over in our minds. But that doesn't get us anywhere. It actually takes us further away from the solution. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure and weight of it is on you. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future, confusion about which way to go, which thing to do, which decision to make. You get stuck in vicious cycles, just bad patterns that keep repeating themselves over and over and over again. Feels like Groundhog's Day. Groundhog Day. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. When we rest in our soul, God goes to work. And all of a sudden, when you rest in your soul, you become externally focused. You become so much more present. And you become externally focused. And all these things that were going on in your world that you never noticed before become visible to you. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. Your faith and courage begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding, it's God's peace. It begins to flow through you. That joy of the Lord, His joy begins to flow through you. You've got hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, you get these aha moments where you know that you know that you know this is the right step to take. This is the right thing to do. This is the answer I was searching for. And all of a sudden, bad habits, bad patterns, cycles that you've been stuck in just begin to break off of you as God begins to set you free. Because He wants to do more this year than He did last year. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. Because the good news is it only takes 1 second to turn it around. If we get off track, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to put this into practice. You're going to be magnifying the light, and something's going to throw you out. Some kind of issue, someone's going to say something to you, someone's going to do something to you, some circumstance is going to come up. And it's going to cause us to focus on the wrong things. It's going to happen. And it's number one, learning to recognize your patterns. Learning to recognize your own patterns. What are the things that are consistently sending me in that direction? What are the things that are consistently doing that to me? And asking God for His help in those areas. Because the good news is it only takes 1 second to turn it around. And every time you turn it around, you get knocked out and you turn it back around. I think you come out better on the other side of it than you went out of it, than you went into it, whatever direction we're going here. Every time you turn and make an adjustment, you get stronger. You grow in this more and more. You learn more about it. You understand more about it. And the good news is it only takes 1 second to turn around, to change your focus. Just a very simple prayer. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for magnifying that, for losing my position. Thank you for your love and your grace. And you just start magnifying Him. And immediately you'll be right back in. If you have an issue that keeps knocking you out consistently, ask for His help. Father, this area, for whatever reason, I seem to have an issue with that area. It keeps knocking me off the path. Would you help me grow in this area to stay positioned in the light when this issue keeps coming up? And start to reframe your perspective on it. Because one of the things I've learned is every time an issue or problem comes up, it's an opportunity for God to reward you. As you stay positioned in the light when the opportunity or problem comes, every time that happens, it's just an opportunity for Him to reward you. It's an opportunity for something good to happen. Now, this is where we also got to stay tuned in for God's leading and direction. Every day, staying tuned in because He's trying to teach us. He's trying to train us. He's trying to guide us along this path. And a great habit to get into is every day with just a pen and paper. Just get still and just ask God this question. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed? What do you want me to really get out of today? And if I missed something, would you please repeat it again? And you just sit there and you get still and you wait. And one of the things I want to talk about today is you wait with expectation. You wait expecting Him to answer. Everything we do in life is an opportunity for God's grace and beauty and love to be displayed. It could be washing the dishes. It can be interacting with people. It can be going about your work, but it can also be even in just your Bible reading and your listening. Do you show up to your time in God's word? Do you show up to your just prayer time? Do you show up to your listening time? in full expectation. He's wanting to help you. He's wanting to do more today than he did yesterday. And bringing that expectation into your day is a very important piece. And then you just stay tuned in throughout the day, waiting for his leading and direction, expecting it to come throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on which direction to go or some decision to make, ask him. Ask him for his help and then wait until you know and expect the answer. Usually it will come within 3 days, most every time. Ask him and then wait until you know that you know that you know that you heard from him and this is the direction to take. And then on the things that you know to do, it's time to take action. We got to receive from God. We got to magnify it and expand it through our mind and emotions. But then we got to put it into practice. We got to take action so that it gets expressed out into the world. Often we block the flow of what God's trying to do because we don't take action. We procrastinate on things and we don't take action on the things that we know to do. Now there's a balance here. We often take action on things that we're uncertain on. There's a balance of waiting and taking action in life. Wait until you know what to do. And then once you know, take action immediately. We often have this to-do list piling up. Maybe there's things in your conscience like, oh, I know I keep meaning to do that. I know I need to do that, but I keep putting it off. Maybe some things you keep procrastinating on. Those are God's ways of letting you know this is something you need to do today. And the goal is to live a life where that's cleared out consistently, where there's nothing piling up on the inside. When you know to do something, you begin implementing it immediately. When you're unsure, you wait. And when you know, you take action immediately. Maybe there's a leading or excitement that you have about a certain area. And then when you execute, you do it together with God, with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in him. And I want to say this kind of the theme that's showing up today, expectation in him. Expectation that as I execute this, he's right there with me. He's going to help me. He's going to make this thing supernaturally good today. He's going to show up and he's going to help me as I begin to execute today. Doing it together with him. And as you do this, it does something like turn you into a magnet. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. It's an interesting thing in life. You begin to seek after God. You seek your positioning in light. You keep magnifying that light, staying tuned into him, taking action on the things that you know to do. You're seeking after him. You're not seeking after the stuff. You're seeking after him, and he begins to add the things to you. It's almost like it magnetizes you and just begins to pull all those things that you need and desire into your life. Begins to magnetize you and just pull those things into your life. It turns you into an attractive person, and it begins to pull those things into your life. Now, let's talk about this today. Look at how far you've come. Which direction are we looking at times? Often we look into the future. We see the ideals of where we want to be. We see the goals and plans, and often we compare where we are to where we want to be, and there's frustration that creeps in because we're not there yet. Or maybe it feels overwhelming because we know all the work that it's going to take to get over here. There's frustration, maybe there's disappointment. Sometimes these negative emotions can creep in when we look at where we're trying to go. Sometimes when we're just in the present moment of today, we see the obstacles and challenges that we're dealing with today. And what we often don't realize is if you look backward, those same obstacles and challenges that you're dealing with today would have been completely overwhelming for you 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. There would have been no way you've been able to deal with those. Look how far you've come. Look how much you've already grown. And when we begin to look back and use it as a sense of encouragement, you see all the testimonies of what God's already done in your life. It begins to build encouragement and it gives you courage to keep moving forward today. Courage is about today. You need courage today. You don't need courage for tomorrow. You need courage for today. And looking how far you've come can give you the courage today to take the steps that you need to take today. To to overcome those obstacles that you're facing today and gain encouragement by looking back at how far you've come. Because we've got to live today in the present moment, but it's good to take some time every day, every week, every month, every year to look back at how far you've come and gain some encouragement to find the courage that you need to keep taking action today. So we're going to take communion over this. And remember, God is progressive. When you get that encouragement from him, it's also encouraging because you know God wants to do more today, this week, this month, this year than he did in the last. And then you can wake up with that excitement like the kid on Christmas morning. So Father, we just thank you. Just thank you for you. Thank you that you chose to love us. You could have left us off on our own. We've all missed it. You could have just left us off on our own. But you chose the way of love. You chose to send your one and only son so that we could have life. We could be connected back to you. And Lord, look how far you brought us. So thankful for all that you've done in our lives already. And we're just thankful that you are progressive. You want to keep doing more and more in our lives. And we're asking for your help to help us find that encouragement in all that you've already done for us in our lives. And to help us to wake up every morning with that excitement, with that energy, with that expectation like a kid on Christmas morning. Because you want to do even more today than you did yesterday. You want to do more this week, this month, this year, this decade than you did in the last. Father, we're thankful that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. And part of what this bread represents, God's on your side. He wants to help. He wants to do more today than we can ever ask or think or dream or imagine. Just receiving it from him, learning to get ourselves out of the way and for him to make it happen in our lives. Something good's going to happen today. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Gives us this covenant with God, this partnership with him. The pressure's off of you. We just have to learn to rest in our soul, to rest in his love. Stay focused on him, and he just keeps moving us forward one step at a time. Now, I believe you begin to experience God doing more and more this day, this week, this month, this year. Just helps you to know him better, to know his heart, his great love, his kindness and goodness, his greatness, that nothing's impossible with him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's make today a masterpiece. Wake up with some, just bring some excitement and energy and expectation into today. Stay positioned in a light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. And every time you do that, you're coming out better than you went in. You can stay tuned in today. take action on those things that you know to do and do them together with God in full expectation. He's right there with you. He's going to show up. He's going to start working some miraculous things today as you just commit to taking action. He's going to start leading you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.